Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Edition of Gun on One. It is powered by Patterson Square Garden. I'm Derek Gunn. You know, as we know in life, nothing stays the same forever. As much as we would like it to sometimes, you know, life is about change. And it's difficult for me to even form these words on my lips, but I'm about to, because my guest on this particular Gun on One is a guy that not only did I enjoy watching as a football player, but I have a lot of respect for as a person. He is honest. He is as classy as they come. And the one thing I like most about athletes is he's all about community and giving back as well. As difficult as it may seem right now, I'm going to try to say it without getting emotional, but joining me on this Gun on One is my man, Rodney McLeod. Rodney, man, former Eagle, Rodney McLeod, current Indianapolis Colt.
Yeah.
That's hard to say, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good, man. Appreciate you having me on, D.
Yeah, but I have to jump right into it. So from the time the regular season ended up until you actually signed with the Colts, did you ever think there was a possibility you would return with the Eagles in 2022? Or did you know after the season that your tenure here was up?
No, of course. I did think that there would be some possibility that I would rejoin the Eagles. And, you know, I would say that would have been a dream come true. You know, I think when I first entered this league, I always wanted to be one of those players who had a long history with one team, one organization, just to build you know, leave your footprints and build your legacy, right? And it's tough now knowing what is reality is that I'm moving on and starting a new journey. But I'm forever grateful, man, for the city of Philadelphia, for Howie, Doug, my teammates, everybody that I touched, you know, was able to come in contact with that in that locker room, for what they did for my career and me maturing as a man, as a leader, within the community. I think it's all kind of like, I look at the past 6 years and I just look at on my life and what I've been able to, you know, accomplish, just in this short span of time. And it all started, with me coming here in Philly in 2016. So, I am sad to go, but you know, my heart, man, is forever with the city just because of the things that I've done, championships that I was able to win. But now, you know, I got to prepare myself for this next phase in my life, which is now with the Indianapolis Colts. And I'm looking forward to that and what I can build there.
So at what point did you realize that, hey, my time in Philly is over. I've got to move on.
Yeah, I think, you know, going throughout the process, you know how it goes. You know, your agent is in communication a lot more than you are. And so, you know, as it got closer to the free agency start mm-hmm. date, it seemed to be obvious that, you know, it may not be Philly may not be in my future. And so I had to digest that, embrace it and, you know, now kind of take my mindset into, you know, a world of change, which is uncomfortable for a lot of us in life. And because I've had a lot of relationships here, there's great familiarity, you know, with the city, with the team, locker room, everything. And so, you know, who wants to now pick up and start somewhere new? And, you know, that's what I've been kind of put into the situation to do. And so, you know, now I'm just looking forward to it, to be honest. And that's where my career is now.
So you spend 6 years here. You accomplished a lot of things, had a lot of great teammates. I'm going to put you on the spot. Give me your fondest two or three memories about playing for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, it could be anything, or it's teammate specific.
Anything.
Okay. I could start when I first got to Philly. You know, my boy Malcolm, you know, somebody, man, who's been a great teammate of mine, showed me a lot about the game and that I owe a lot to. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to win a Super Bowl together, and, you know, goes beyond the game. But when I first got to Philly, he, you know, get in the weight room and, you know, he's like, "You like to lift?" And I'm like, "I mean, yeah, what you mean? Like, you know, like, yeah, that's what I do." And he's like, "All right, you rolling with me." And from that moment on, it was like instant, just like, you know, competition between the two of us in the weight room, man. I would say he's a little stronger than me, just a little. But it was like, man, like, you know, this is what it takes. This is what it's going to be. And we just really created that culture. So that's just a moment that always stuck out to me, because I had no idea where he was going with that. But, you know, he wanted to just create that environment early on between the two of us. And that's the relationship we had, like pushing one another to be our best, because we knew that's what the team needed. I mean, clearly, the Super Bowl in itself, everything surrounding that, man, was just special. From the first game of that year, all the way down to winning it versus New England, and then celebrating here in the city of Philadelphia was so surreal, and really a dream come true. To be honest, it didn't feel real, but I'm grateful for that moment. And then I would say probably this last year, and how we played Washington. I'm back in my hometown, and I had to walk off, you know, for the game, which sealed us and got us into the playoffs. And like, you know, that moment right there alone just like really stands out to me. And I didn't know at that time, but that would be one of my last moments in an Eagles uniform, right? Yeah. So to do that, in front of my hometown, and what that game meant for us as a team was big, and just, you know, probably goes down at one of my favorite moments in Philly history.
So when you think about all the teammates you played with over the last six seasons, who would you single out as the most favorite teammate that you had?
Most favorite? I mean,
you can't like pick two or three, just one. You only get one.
I only get one?
Just one.
That's tough. I mean, it's a lot of good dudes, man. I mean, it's in the DB room for sure. It's like, I got to give my flowers to all, you know, a couple dudes. Like Jink, of course, just because what he taught me with the game and from a leadership standpoint, and even like business-wise, like, he's just the example, man, of what it takes of hard work and being a man of his word in the community. Jalen Mills, man, like one of my favorite like young players to come in that locker room, because he just wanted to work. Like he was a dog, you know, and I like we just gravitated towards each other like instantly. And that's my guy for life. Then Darby, being from my hometown, he just was always, man, the comedian of the group, you know, was about business, but he's going to bring light to anything at hand, keep the jokes rolling. And you need that. You need a blend of it all, man. And yeah. I don't know. It's a lot of guys, but like, I mean, those are my dudes that I hung with, you know, the most in that DB room, to be honest. So I just wanted to, you know, shout them boys out.
See, man, I said one. You give me seven. You're the perfect politician. That's why you from DC area. You're a politician. I give you that.
It's hard to just nail it down to one. And I could probably go on for real, but you know.
Yeah. All right. So what was your favorite restaurant in Philadelphia?
See, why is it? It's like always got to be one. Like it's got to be one.
Hell, you got to put one above the others.
One answer. That's what I'm saying. It's hard. The wife and I, we really enjoy Harp and Crown.
Okay.
We enjoy that spot. Everything about it, you know, from the food to the to the ambiance to the speakeasy downstairs, bowling alley. Like, it's just an all-around good time. The drinks. So, yeah, Harp and Crown is one of our spots.
Well, I got to put that down. I haven't been to that one. I've been to a lot of places in Philly, but not that. Can you get me in? You got some pull? Can you get me in there?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, but I'm sure they seen your face on TV, man, and podcasts. You know, you got every single show there is, big time people coming on. You know, they gotta know who you are. So. But yeah, if you need some, I got you.
All right, good. All right, your favorite place to visit in Philadelphia.
Favorite place to visit in Philly.
Sightseeing, historical monument. You have one in particular?
I would say, I'm trying to think now. I'm trying to think. One that stands out. I'm not gonna go classic, just like Rocky.
Okay. You know?
Like, I'm not gonna do that. I'm trying to think of somewhere that I really just enjoy, like, walking around in Philly. Like, to be honest, it's like, I mean, City Hall in itself, like, that whole that area just really was, like, eye-catching for me when I first came to Philly. And I feel like it's just very central to everything. And I wouldn't say it's somewhere I just go around to, like, walk around. But, you know, I've explored there, especially during the holidays.
Sure.
And, like, the Christmas tree down there, they got the ice skating ring and different cabins and little shops. So I think explored a little bit of everything, but City Hall's attractive. It's cool.
Okay. All right. So now Philly is in your rear view mirror. You're moving on to Indianapolis. Great stadium, by the way. I love that stadium, especially when you walk around the concourse, you see all these Indy race cars up there you can look at and get a feel for what an Indy car is like. So why Indianapolis? How many different options did you have, and why did you pick Indianapolis?
Yeah, you know, I had a few options in free agency, but what really stood out to me with Indy was the fact that, you know, I was stepping into a locker room that has already established a winning culture. You know, they made the playoffs. Obviously, they came short last year, but they have a lot of great leaders in the room. It's particularly on the defensive side of the ball. And I really love their style of play defensively. And, you know, where I see some of those players and how, you know, I can just add value and be an asset, you know, to, you know, potentially be one of those players that now, you know, kind of takes the team to the next level. And, you know, we're all destined for a championship. Great coaching staff. You know, me and Frank obviously have some history being here in Philadelphia. So it's exciting to now, you know, see him be a leader of men and be the head coach of a team and the organization and leading it and showing his worth and his value. And so I just wanted to be a part of that. And I remember obviously growing up, you see the legendary Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, Edgerrin James, and then Bob Sanders on defense, you know, specifically that stands out, you know, to me, Dwight Freeney, right? Like there's all these guys throughout history. And, you know, now I'm like, man, I can envision myself being a part of that. And it's going to be a special year. So I'm excited just to get started, man, just to meet guys, build with them and, just help and be a contribution to, you know, hopefully get us to raise that Lombardi.
Now, when Frank Reich was here, obviously he was on offense, you were on defense. Were you able to build much of a relationship with him or no?
No, not much, to be honest. But, you know, we would obviously come in contact with one another, you know, throughout the building and, you know, say things to one another. But I didn't have, you know, this overly close relationship with Frank. So this will be new for me, but I'm excited about it, you know, to even get to learn about him a lot more than I did during this, you know, short span in Philly.
Okay, so Gus Bradley now is your defensive coordinator, and his resume speaks for itself. How much did that weigh into you deciding to go to Indianapolis?
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't know until like late in the process. And I was like, wow, okay. All right. Now I'm definitely a little more excited, you know, about Gus. And there was some familiarity there, him being in Jacksonville when I was coming out my first time around in free agency. And when I chose Philly, you know, Jacksonville was actually the second team I was deciding between. And, you know, we kind of joked about that most recently and how, you know, things just came back full circle. But I'm looking forward to being able to, you know, learn from a very respectable coach like Gus Bradley, who's proven, won a lot of games in this league. He's been a part of a lot of great defenses. And I love his style of play. So I do have some history, you would say, in his and some of his schemes. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Man, I'm looking at some of the defensive talent you guys have on the Colts. They brought in Yannick Ngakoue, Darius Leonard, DeForest Buckner. Now they added Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
That defense was already pretty good. They were number two in the league last year in terms of forcing turnovers. They had Rodney McLeod now. I mean, this defense is ready to ball, man.
Yeah, man. It's like I said, it's very exciting to be able to, you know, step into a team and a locker room, like I said, that's already proven, right? And, you know, I don't have to do much. I can be myself. And I think that's what's important. And knowing that leaders already exist on this team, you know, and so, you know, I'm just coming in to add my experience, add my skill set and who I am to the table to hopefully get us across, you know, saying that finish line that we're all seeking. But you just named a lot of guys who have made a lot of plays for this for this defense already, and they're going to continue to make plays, and that we're going to lean on a lot this year. So I'm looking forward to just building with those guys, man, and getting started and working towards something great.
Now, I don't want to call you old, but you're getting up there. You're 31 now. By football years, that's getting to that ancient level.
Yeah, man.
And I don't want to bring you down, but did you know that as this defense of the Colts looks right now, you would potentially be the oldest starter on the defense?
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You got Stephon Gilmore beat by a few months.
Okay. That's what I was about to say. I thought he was he may have took the crown, but I guess the OG phrase might still live in Indy, unfortunately for me. That's all I was called the past 2 years here in Philly. I'm like, wow, I done got to this point now where I'm really the OG in the room. Like this is crazy. But you know, with that title, man, you know, there's wisdom, there's experience. But I still feel as though I have some youth in me, right? And I'm excited just to be able to go out there and compete, man, with these guys. One more year and see where it goes from there.
Are you starting to feel older, though? I mean, do the aches and pains hurt a little bit more, take you a little bit longer to recover than, say, 5-6 years ago?
Of course. You know, you start, those hits start to add up. You know, I play the game a certain way, D. So, you know, that physicality, man, and not being, you know, a guy who's 6'2", 230, you know, it starts to add up. But I still love the game, man, and that's what keeps me going. I'm still motivated, still feel as though I have so much more to prove and more to give to the game. So that's what keeps me going. And of course, my family, and got to give all praise to the man upstairs for even allowing me to be able to persevere, you know, over some of these injuries that have occurred late in my career. But I'm still standing and I'm strong and I'm feeling good about this year.
You've accomplished a lot of great things on the football field, but I want to hit you up on one aspect of your life off the football field, your community involvement. And just this offseason, you received the NFLPA Alan Page Award for impact in the Philadelphia community. What did it mean to you to be acknowledged like that?
It means a lot because I think an award like that is, there are a lot of greats who have been awarded you know, with this honor of a badge and of being able to serve others and, you know, doing for their communities. And, you know, some of the past recipients, you know, Malcolm Jenkins and Chris Long, two guys that I've had the ability to be around at the same time and then also separate. And they told me a lot, you know, about the game, but also they showed me a lot on what it meant to be a NFL player and more importantly, to be a human being. Like, what does that look like? A man of like character and a man of his community. And so they embodied a lot of qualities that I quickly tried to adopt. And it's important for me. You know, it's not necessarily the recognition. It's all about the work. And it's important just to know that guys, you know, who I played this game with have acknowledged the work that I've done over my time here in Philadelphia and how impactful, you know, they see that it's doing for the community, which is all what it's all about, man. And I'm glad to be in a position where I can help others. And I just feel like it's just a part of my DNA. It's in my heart. And I'm going to continue to serve these kids, you know, because I think the things that I've gone through, my struggles, my struggles, things that I've just experienced in life, I think all add value and can help me pour that back into these kids in a very positive way to be able to help them navigate throughout life. And be successful, be the best selves that they can be. And that's what it's all about. You know, just kind of paving the way for the next generation. And, you know, we do a lot of that through, you know, mentorship. We're building up a STEM program for these kids. And the way careers are going nowadays is very important to get them involved in that early and just exposing them to the possibilities of life when it comes to careers and colleges. So, It's a blessing, man, and going to continue to build out. And we're setting our foundation here in Philly, but we're looking forward to touching, you know, my hometown a lot more back in PG County, Maryland, my wife being from New York, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
So now that you're moving on, what happens to your foundation? Will it remain up and running here in Philadelphia?
Yes. You know, we made that clear, the fact that, you know, we started this in 2020. We have learned a lot about this Philadelphia community, and we want to continue to help, you know, build these communities back up, right? A lot of these areas who are labeled as underserved and, you know, have all of these barriers and walls, you know, put up against them from them being able to succeed. We want to be able to now tear that down and be that bridge, you know, to be able to help lean on support and provide those opportunities. So we're going to continue to pour into the community here. And like I said, as we grow here, then we'll expand out as well, because we all feel as though like the work that we do is needed all around and not needed just in Philadelphia, but in other communities. And quite frankly, we're just a piece of the large puzzle, right? There's so many teammates and peers of mine around the league who are doing tremendous work. And so, you know, we just feel like we're just one of many that are just fighting a good fight, man.
So when your playing days are over, will you make Philadelphia your home? Or are you going to go back to Maryland, or you haven't figured it out yet?
Haven't figured it out. But, you know, right okay. Now our home still stands here in Philadelphia and will for a couple years. And, you know, this will be for the offseason more than likely. And so we're just excited about, you know, everything to come. But yeah, Philly is like second home, man.
All right. Final question to you. You've been in the league 10 years. You won a Super Bowl ring. You have been acknowledged for your involvement in the community. I will say that's not bad for a guy who entered the league as an undrafted rookie free agent. What would you say?
Man, I would say I don't even know how I ended up here. Nah, it's man, like somebody asked me maybe a couple months ago, like, have you had time to reflect on the things that you have accomplished up to this point? And I was like, honestly, no, because I feel like I'm still working towards more, right? And I don't want my mind to take me there to make it seem as if it's the end. So right. I try, there's moments where I do reflect, but I haven't just taken time and sat down like, wow, like just look at everything you've been able to achieve. Man, you beat the odds, man, like tremendously. You know, when you first got in, your goal was this. You know, now once you got 4 years in, your goals turned into this, right? And that's where I'm going with this. Like, man, now I'm at year 10 now. Like, where do I go from here? Like, what are my remaining goals that when I look back, I still haven't accomplished, and things that I feel are attainable right now at this moment in my career. So right. that's really where I'm at, man. And like I said, all I could do is just thank God, you know, for putting me in this position. And it didn't come easy. And I wouldn't really want it any other way, to be honest with you. So I think I've experienced it all throughout my journey thus far. And looking forward to just seeing what the future holds for me.
That's awesome, man. Hey, I speak for a lot of people when I say I have enjoyed watching you over the last 6 years at Philadelphia Eagles Green. And from a personal standpoint, I have the utmost respect for you, not just as a football player, but as a stand-up guy, a great leader in that locker room, and a role model to a lot of people. And so, you know, I wish you nothing but much success from this point on, not just in football, but in all your life endeavors. And, you know, you've been sidestepping me for a long time coming on Gun on One, but you know, I got your number. I got your email. You can't sidestep me forever. So, you know, I'm gonna hit you up again during the season, man, as I watch the Colts play. You know, you got Matt Ryan quarterback of that team. I mean, people calling the Colts the favorites now to win that division, to go to the playoffs. So I'm gonna be hitting you up. So you can't sidestep me forever.
Nah, I didn't sidestep you. I didn't hit you with the AI over, you know, top on
the crossover.
The crossover, then the step over. Nah, I didn't do that to you. You know what I'm saying? Like that's why we got on right here. You know, because you got my number, and I was like, look, let me make that time. Give my man, you know, some respect. Come on the show. Show him some love and talk ball.
I appreciate it, brother. And you stay healthy, man. And of course, we'll be watching for you. And I'm still one of your biggest fans. I don't care what color you are. I'm still going to be pulling for you, man, to do great things on the football field.
Man, I appreciate it.
All right, that's going to wrap up this edition of Gun on One, powered by Patterson Square Garden. For Rodney McLeod, former Eagle, current Indianapolis Colt, I'm Derek Gunn. As I tell you guys each and every week, hey, stay blessed out there. But more importantly, be a blessing to each and every person you encounter. Until next time, so long, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.